for this morning will be Mark chapter 4, verse 40. Mark 4, 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to see each and every one of you. We're always thankful for the opportunities we have to worship God, Spirit, and Truth. We're certainly thankful for our visitors. We're glad Deidre and Han are with us. Certainly, it's good to see each of them. I got to see Deidre this week out at church camp, and I have the honor and duty, privilege, all those things wrapped up in one to speak out at church camp on multiple occasions as the chapel speaker, and I'm certainly thankful for that opportunity. Thankful for all the good things that happen here at Sandyville while I'm away. I know that we had the clothing drive and backpack giveaway this Saturday. We're so thankful for all that participated and helped by bringing things in and also volunteering their time to help in those efforts in preparation and also the day of. Certainly a very good thing, and we're always trying to do those things that are good and right here at Sandyville Church of Christ. If you open up your Bible to Mark chapter 4, that's where we'll be spending our time this morning, in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and following. We find Jesus with some of his followers, disciples, apostles, and we have them in a storm. We're in the perspective of the Sea of Galilee, and we're looking at this situation and trying to learn some lessons from it. Certainly there are storms that we are going to face in this life. If non-Christians and Christians alike are going to face storms in this life, I think the question for ourselves is not whether storms are coming, but how do we react when the storms come? And I think that's exactly what we have in this situation in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and following. We find some individuals that are in a storm. They're going to have a reaction, and I think one of the most powerful things we see in this account is how Jesus responds to their reaction. And I think that we can parallel ourselves to say, we have individuals that were in a storm, they have a reaction, and we have Jesus' response to their reaction. And I know that we ourselves, as we parallel ourselves to the account, we are going to go through storms in this life. There is no doubt. We ourselves are going to have a reaction to the storms that we face in this life. And you know what? Jesus is going to have a response to how we respond to the storms of this life. Let's look at Mark chapter 4 and see the situation that unfolds and how we can, as Christians, also respond and think about the lessons we can learn from the situation. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and 36 and 37, we see the storm. We see the situation that unfolds here in the Bible. It says, on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, as he was. The other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. There in verses 35 through 37, we see a storm. We see some problems, and I want to make some observations about the people in the storm and also Jesus as well. In this life, we're sailing towards some storms. We're sailing towards some problems. And these individuals, as they get into the boat, they might not be expecting a storm, but a storm is coming. You know that the next storm in your life, if you're not currently going through one, is just on the horizon. It's just a little ways away. They get in this boat, and then before that we know it, in verse 37, we see them in a storm that is beating on them, that is coming into the boat, and I'm sure that they are overwhelmed by this problem, this storm in their life. I think the question that we have to ask is not if there are storms coming, but how will we handle the storms of this life? And are you sailing with the Lord? As we look at verse 35, it says, let us cross over to the other side. You know, it seems like it's just going to be a short trip, and in many ways, our life here upon this world is just a short trip. Our life is but a vapor, as it says in James. We are really just going over, we're just crossing over in this life, and it will not be a long trip. But on this trip, we are certainly going to face some storms. I think the question we have to ask ourselves, are you sailing with the Lord? Are you sailing with Jesus Christ? And certainly the storms that we face in this life are going to be much easier and much more manageable if we know that we sail with the Lord. But these people are going to face a storm. And you know what? If we could put ourselves in that situation, I'm sure that that storm was intimidating. It was harsh. We can see that it is beating against our vessel. We have things in this life that beat against our vessel, that beat against our body. There's a lot of storms we can face in this life. We can face storms of disease. We can face storms of discouragement. We can face storms of death, of loved ones around us. There's a lot of things that we can face in this life. Death, disease, discouragement, disasters that hit our lives. We will face storms in this life. The question is will we face them with the Lord? Will we face them with the reaction that God would want us to have? You know, Job went through a whole lot in his life. A whole lot. He had basically his whole life, basically in a physical sense, stripped down to nothing and instead faithful to the Lord. In Job 14 and verse 1, he says, man's days are few and full of trouble. I don't think we have to talk too long until we can acknowledge the storms in our life. We face some storms. We might be in some storms right now, and one thing is almost guaranteed in this life, there are more storms coming. Man's days are few and full of trouble. We see that these individuals are heading towards the storm, and they don't quite know it yet. Let's cross over to the other side. Let's go through this life, and you know what you're going to face? You're going to face some storms. I like verse 36. It says, and when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. If you want to sail with Jesus, you don't get a chance to negotiate with Jesus and say, Jesus, you know, I kind of want you this way, and I kind of want you this way. No, Jesus, if he's going to be in your life, and he is going to be on your vessel as you go throughout this life, he's going to come as he is. He's not going to come as you want him to be. And so many times in the religious world, people want to say, I want to sail with Jesus, but they want to take the Jesus they want. They don't want to take Jesus as he is. Do you really want to take Jesus on your boat? King of kings, Lord of lords, the Savior of the body of Christ? See, a lot of times people want the Savior, but they don't want the Lord. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? There's a many people that want the Savior Jesus on their boat, but they don't want to take the Lord Jesus. They don't want to take the King Jesus. If you want Jesus on your vessel throughout life, you cannot negotiate. You are going to have to take Jesus as he is, and it's going to be the best decision of your life. Because Jesus can do something very special to the storms in our lives. These people are about to cross over. They are heading towards the storm. And we are certainly going to head towards storms in our lives. We're going to face many storms in our lives. We're better if God is with us, but we're going to have to take him as he is. Paul was preaching in Acts chapter 17 and verse 25, and he says, God gives us life, breath, and all things. What are we without God? See, a lot of people say, I don't want to sail with Jesus. Well, you know what? God blesses your life even if you're not a Christian. He gives us life, breath, and all things. But we need God. God does not need us. We need God. Life, breath, and all things. He gives us all that we need in a physical sense. And certainly we are better with God when the storms come. And storms hit Christians and non-Christians alike. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 45, it says that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. You know, there are certain things that happen in this life. They happen to everyone. You think about cancer. Cancer happens to Christians, and it happens to non-Christians. Discouragement happens to Christians and non-Christians, but I can tell you, we can face these storms and these trials better if God is with us. Storms of disease, storms of discouragement, storms of death, storms of disaster are just on the horizon. We are better with the Lord. Many followers of God face various storms throughout their lives. I think the Apostle Paul did. I think you can hear it in his voice in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, where he says this, you know that all those in Asia have turned away from me. There are times where I think Paul struggles. There are times throughout the Bible we see a lot of followers of God struggle with various things. Struggle with fear, struggle with discouragement, struggle with trials and tribulations. We think of Job. We think of Elijah. He says, I alone am left. Maybe it was a little bit dramatic, but I can tell you, I think he felt it. I think in that moment, in those circumstances, as he was trying to combat and fight for the Lord, he felt that he was the only one fighting for the Lord. You can't take away that storm out of Elijah's life. He was going through that storm. He could feel that. We go through discouragement sometimes, trials and tribulations and disease. We go through storms. We're better with the Lord by our side. I think of David, I think of Joshua, I think of all the followers of the Lord of the past. Certainly they have their struggles, and we will have our struggles too. But we are better when we fail with God, fail with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says this, "For these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Christian will face death. The Christian will face discouragement. The Christian will face disease. The Christian will face disaster. But if we share with the Lord, it can bring something special to our lives. There are storms of this life, and we are going to have to face them. And some of these storms are going to be emotionally taxing, physically taxing, and we are going to be in a situation very similar to these individuals as they're out here on the sea, as they feel that boat almost being overwhelmed by the water, as they have the stress and the emotions happening, as it feels like everything is happening to them all at once, and they are overwhelmed. Let's continue on. Certainly, number one, there are storms in this life. Number two, you need to think about your reaction and really God's reaction to the storms which we face. We're going to see both in verses 38 and 39. We're going to see the reaction of these individuals to the storm, and we're going to see how God actually responds to the storm. Verses 38 and 39. They're in this storm. They're being overwhelmed. Verses 38-39, it says, "But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." There are different perspectives we can look at this. We can look at Jesus' response to the storm, and we can also look at the individuals that were with Jesus. But as we just look at the situation, what does Jesus do to the storm? We see that Jesus brings calm. We see that Jesus arises, he rebukes the wind and says, "Peace, be still." We're going to go through storms in this life. We are much better with Jesus with us. You know that Jesus can bring peace to any storm. The question is will we let him? Many times, we struggle in this area. And I understand we are human and we struggle in areas, but I want you to think about the situation. Jesus can bring peace to any storm. In fact, Jesus sleeps through the storm. I think Jesus, one of the greatest things about the Christian life is the peace which God can provide, but the peace that I think so many times Christians ignore. If you sail with Jesus, he can bring peace to any storm. He can bring peace when we go through disease. He can bring peace when we go through discouragement. He can bring peace when we go through disaster. He can bring peace when we face death itself. Jesus can bring peace to any storm. I think in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You remember when you first became a New Testament Christian? Many times, individuals will say that was the best night of sleep they ever had. Because Jesus can bring peace to your life. And somehow, throughout life, we get overwhelmed by the waves, the storms, the lightning, the thunder, the rocking of our vessel, and sometimes we forget that Jesus sails with us. Jesus sails with us and can bring peace. You know, we're a child of God. Many of these trials and tribulations we go through, we should have a peace. And I'm not saying it's not easy. We can go through the Bible and we can see God's followers struggle with it. But it doesn't change God's expectation for us when we go through the storm. Is that we have to grow in our faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and certainly I think it takes effort. We think of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. When we study God's Word, we can rightly divide it and apply it to our lives, and we can remember that Jesus sails with us. But Jesus has quite a different reaction. Jesus is sleeping through the storm, and Jesus can bring peace to the storm. The Lord is bigger than the problems I face here on planet Earth. There are many times where I do feel overwhelmed. There are many times where we go through these storms and these trials and these tribulations, but if we can remember that God sails with us, what a blessing that is. Have you forgotten about the peace which God can offer to your life? Do the best you can handling these storms, but understand that you sail with the Lord. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, which we already reviewed once, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's some powerful questions that are asked in Psalm 27. In Psalm 27 and verse 1, there are two questions that I think are extremely powerful and help to remind us of who we're sailing with. In Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is the light of my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If the Lord is with you, what do you fear? If the Lord is with you, sails with you, if he brings the peace that surpasses all understanding, do you understand? These are good questions. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Truly, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. But sometimes we forget who we sail with. We sail with the Lord, and the Lord can bring peace to any storm. Now let's look at these individuals' reaction. These individuals are going through a storm. I'm not denying that they're not going through a storm. I'm not saying there's not emotions and not things that happen during a storm, but I think for a moment they forget who they sail with. As we look at how they respond, it says, but he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. It says, they awoke him and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus is there. I would even suggest that God knows what they're going through, and I think that God obviously does care. But these individuals, can we not say that they are overwhelmed by the moment of the storm, which is easy to say, be steady through the storm, but when you're going through the storm is where the challenge is. It's easy to stand far away from the storm and say, be calm and remember that the Lord's with you. It's easy to say that, but these individuals, they're right there in the heart of the storm. They're right there where their emotions are at an all-time high. They're right there where they're being overwhelmed as the waves are coming over into their vessel. It's beating against the vessel. And they say, as many people respond in storms of life, God, do you not care about me? Well, the answer is God does care. But I want you to think about the people that are on this boat. These are not people of the world, per se. These are the disciples of God, the apostles of the Lord. These are people that are close to Jesus, that have a relationship with Jesus, but in the storm, they have forgotten, who they sail with. And in a moment of weakness, I believe they are overwhelmed. You know, I believe this can happen to Christians, but it doesn't change the expectations of our Lord for us. Don't forget who you sail with. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's a lot of things we can't control in this life, but we can control if we sail with Jesus, and we need to understand what Jesus can do to our problems and to our lives. A lot of times, there are things that are out of our control. I think these waves are out of the control of many of these individuals upon this vessel. Many times, we go through storms, and a lot of it is out of our control. We need to go to the Lord, and remember we sail with the God of peace. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Don't forget about our Lord in the storms of this life. He will be there for you. In Psalm 121 and verse 2, it says, "My hope comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Can you have a better helper than the one who made heaven and earth? It's not a promise that we won't go through the storm. It's not a promise that we won't go through trials and tribulations. It's the promise that God will be with us through everything that we face upon this earth. But what I find so interesting about this situation is how God, the God of heaven, who created heaven and earth, responds to these individuals who are struggling in the storm. And I have thought a lot about Jesus' response to the individuals when they forget about God in the storm. Look at Jesus' response. Jesus brings peace to the storm, and then he's about to respond, I believe, not to the world, but to disciples and apostles. He's responding here to his people that have just went through a storm, and they've had a reaction. What does Jesus say? In verses 40 and 41, what is Jesus' expectation for his followers when they go through storms in this life? It says, "But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" When I see those two questions, I almost think that God is laying forth his expectations for his people. The people have went through a storm, they've had a reaction to the storm, and then I think Jesus almost is speaking to them, and through these questions, is he not laying forth his expectations for his followers who go through storms? He says, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" You know, with those two questions, God has created a connection between two ideas in the Bible, fear and faith. Have you ever thought that your fear and your faith might be connected? And I think Jesus almost is saying is, your fear is high, where is your faith? I think when we think about that, is I think Jesus is saying is if our faith is higher, if we have a stronger faith, then we are going to have less fear. We say, "Kyle, I have fears, anxieties, I have struggles." I know we do. We go through these things. A lot of God's followers struggle with this, but it doesn't change the expectations of God. These people sailed with Jesus. These people sailed with the Lord. And I think God has some expectations for his people when they go through the storm. Don't forget that I'm with you. When you go through disease, when you go through disaster, when you go through discouragement, don't forget that the Lord is with you. I think that's what he's trying to get across to them. There's a connection between fear and faith. And you say, "Kyle, I feel like my fears are high." Then go to work on your faith. And I'm saying that in a loving way, in an understanding way. I think God is giving us a solution here. If you have a lot of fears and anxieties in your life, go to work on your faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. When we read about our God, when we read about his providence, when we read about his power and his deliverance, that can certainly build us up and make us stronger when we face the storms of this life. I believe a Christian and a non-Christian should respond to the storm differently in this life. I think a Christian should respond differently to cancer than somebody in the world. And you know what? What a powerful example it is when a Christian does do that. I think a Christian, when it comes to discouragement, should respond to discouragement different than someone in the world, because they fail with the Lord. When we go through disasters and struggles, whether it's war or some natural disaster, a Christian should respond differently than someone of the world. Is that not what Jesus is trying to say? You stay with me. You are my disciples. You are my followers. And the questions he asks are so powerful. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Jesus has connected fear and faith here. And I think really Jesus gives us a solution, is that when we are fearful, when we are anxious, we need to turn to the Lord. We need to turn to his word. We need to absorb it. We need to study it, because within his word has all the answers to this life. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it says, "His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness." A lot of God's followers struggle. We can go to the Old Testament, we can go to the New Testament. I actually like one of the things that God said to Joshua. Joshua had some big shoes to fill. As we remember, Moses dies on the edge of the promised land. And Joshua now is taking over the leadership of the children of Israel and the conquest of the land there. He's taking leadership, guided by God, obviously, and leading the children of Israel into the promised land, going to lead them through battle as they take the promised land. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, the Bible says this. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I find that interesting because it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "Have I not commanded you?" That gives us the idea that God has already talked to Joshua about this, and I believe he has. He has already told Joshua, "Do not be afraid. I need you to be a servant of mine. I need you to face what you're about to face with a courage and understanding that I am with you." But he still had to remind Joshua. He had to remind Joshua because even the great leaders of the Bible, the great followers of our Lord, have moments where they get overwhelmed in the storm. He says, "Have I not commanded you, Joshua? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Keep Jesus on board as you go throughout this life. He can bring peace to our life, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that really gives us a great chance to evangelize the world. Because when we face the storms of this life and we fulfill the expectations of our Lord, we can't help but be a shining beacon and a shining light. How can they handle this situation so well? Because we sail with the Lord. Do those questions not lay forth some expectations for our life? These individuals sail with the Lord. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know, Jesus has a lot of expectations for our lives, and I think the world runs away from many of them. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, it talks about us living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. As it wraps up in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, it talks about us being zealous for good works. You know what? God has some expectations if we sail with the Lord. If you're going to ride with the Lord, He's got some expectations for you. He wants you to live a good life. Soberly, righteously, and godly. He wants you to be zealous for good works. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. He wants you to be faithful. Faithful unto death, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. And you know what? When the storms come, I think He has expectations for His children too. He has expectations that we will cling to the Lord and focus on those things that matter most. You know, the things that bless our lives most, we cannot see with our physical eye. We cannot see the security of God with our physical eye. We cannot see the peace of God with our physical eye. We cannot see heaven with our physical eye at this moment. We cannot see hope. In the storms, can you see those things by faith that God wants you to see? Understand that God is with you and will take you through any storm. Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian this morning and get Jesus on your boat. Perhaps you need the prayers of the church. We all go through storms and trials and tribulations, and we need help of our brothers and sisters in Christ. But don't forget that you stand with the Lord. When it comes to fear and faith, those questions are powerful. If we have fear, we need to go to work on our faith. And we can do that together as a family with one another as we are sailing to the other side of this life. And when we cross over, when we face death itself, perhaps we can have faith and not fear. If you need to become a New Testament Christian and you need the prayers of the church, we ask you to please come this morning as we stand, as we sing.